From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump has officially accepted the Republican Party nomination for President of the United States.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Declaring America in crisis, Trump pledged cheering Republicans and still skeptical voters Thursday night that as president, he'll restore the safety they fear they're losing, strictly curb immigration, and save the nation from Hillary Clinton's record of what he calls death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
Beginning on January 20th of 2017, safety will be restored.
Confidently addressing the finale of his party's less-than-smooth national convention, the billionaire businessman declared the nation's problems too staggering to be fixed within the confines of traditional politics. The 71-year-old celebrity businessman's acceptance of the nomination caps his improbable takeover of the GOP, a party that plunges into the general election united in opposition of Clinton but still divided over Trump. South Sudan's Ministry of Health says test results confirm at least 6 deaths from cholera outbreaks in 3 areas of the country. More than 30 suspected cases have been reported in the capital, Juba, alone. As of Wednesday, the nationwide total of cholera cases was 141, according to UNICEF. This is VOA. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is questioning whether the United States would automatically defend other NATO allies if they were attacked, a bedrock principle of the U.S.-European military alliance since the end of World War II. Trump telling the New York Times that if elected, he would first look to see if other countries have shared the cost of funding NATO. Secretary of State John Kerry was asked by reporters for his view on Trump's comments. Kerry says while he's not allowed to comment on presidential politics, he did say this.
I might point out, every NATO country is a member of the coalition against Daesh, and 20 of the 28 nations were here today. So that's how important NATO is in the work that we are doing. And in coordination with our allies, we made it clear in Warsaw just a few, a week or so ago at the summit, that we are going to continue to increase the capability, the readiness, and the responsiveness of NATO forces to address any threat and to deter further destabilizing activities.
Trump pledged to scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico as well unless they negotiate new terms. The World Meteorological Organization reports the first 6 months of this year broke all previous global warming records. It says 2016 is on track to be the world's hottest year on record. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
David Carlson, director of the WMO's World Climate Research Program, tells VOA global warming is happening faster than predicted.
This year suggests that the planet can warm up faster than we expected on a much shorter time. We would have thought that it would take several years to see a jump like this.
Scientists are basing their assessment of the rapidly changing climate on record-setting global temperatures, which for the first 6 months of this year averaged 1.3 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial era levels. Carlson warns the world is running out of time to cut the emissions of greenhouse gases leading to global warming. He says nations that have signed up to the Paris Climate Change Agreement last year must take more aggressive action. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Florida mosquito control officials are worried they won't be able to keep up their efforts to contain the bugs that carry Zika without federal funding, even as concern mounts that the first infection from a mosquito bite on the U.S. mainland is near. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.